do these things.
Right.
Kind of interesting.
Yes, it is.
Because I bet John had some pretty interesting things about living out in Riverside.
Yes. We could have gone on and on and on.
That's right. That's right.
Inland Empire.
Yeah.
Has a lot to it, too.
I should be doing this for my family.
If you'd like a copy.
Yes, I would.
Sure.
Yeah, I would.
And written out as well. Because I don't think I'm going to transfer. Gladly.
Okay.
Okay. It asks then, what did your grandparents do for a living?
Yeah, we didn't.
No.
My grandmother, when she came to California, my grandmother was a very strong woman, my maternal grandmother. Her husband either died or left her with two young girls. I don't know what she did for a living, except that she went to Canada.
Yeah.
Regina, Saskatchewan, had a sod hut, a sod house, on the prairie. And they lived there, and I don't see that we didn't know these things. This was just hearsay. But she lived there for quite a while. Then they moved back to Montana. Now, whether they were living in Montana, I believe they were living in Montana, and then she went up there and then came back. And my aunt went to college. She went to the University of Montana in Missoula and developed TB. And that's why we ever came to California.
For
the dry climate. And she went to Pot and Juice Sanitarium in Altadena.
Mm-hmm.
And coincidentally, Pete's father was a very successful attorney. He developed TB, and he was in Pot and Juice probably the same years that my aunt was. Very
preordained.
Preordained, is right. And then my grandmother started, there was a Burbank theater there, and she had a mall shop next door. I don't know how long she had it, I just know she had it. And all the time that I knew my grandmother, which was 30 years or more, she probably got when I was 35, I think. She worked until she retired in Los Angeles as a sewing machine operator and a member of the union.
Mm-hmm.
The ICLU, whatever it was. Whatever it
anyway,
was.
Anyway,
yeah.
Right.
She
in the garment district.
In the garment district. That's what she did for a living. My father's father, I'll move closer. My father's father was a cabinet maker by profession in Russia. And he did it for a while. But he was such a socialist that when they moved to Boyle Heights and he got established, he became a butter and egg man. And he made his own cottage cheese, his own sour cream. I don't know where he got the eggs and the butter, whether he made his own butter. And we have pictures of him with a cart and a goat. And that's what he did.
So he had a delivery.
He had a delivery route.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what he did. And the reason they were so poor is because he never collected any money from anybody.
He was soft-hearted and they didn't have any money.
So anyway, that's what he did.
Okay, very interesting. All right. And it asks if they were born in the United States. I think you covered that.
No, I did. Yeah,
one side.
Well, my mother was born in Helena.
Your grandparents.
Oh, my grandparents. Yeah,
I did.
Yeah,
you did that earlier. So. Okay, but your mother was born in Montana.
Yeah, and my father was born in Toledo, Ohio. Where my second daughter lives now.
Back to the future or back to the past or something like that.
It's an all-black neighborhood.
Oh.
Where they were. She's gone over to check. See, they had the address.
Yes. My mother's old neighborhood in Chicago did that, and now it's gentrifying